Psalm 146, the king who straightens the bent. Psalm 145 ended with the Lord upholding all who fall. Psalm 146 now does something braver. It tells us who those fallen ones are: the hungry, the prisoner, the blind, the bowed down, the foreigner, the fatherless, the widow. Praise, then, is not escape from the world. It is the recovery of true sight within it. The psalm begins with a warning that sounds almost impolite. Do not trust princes. This is not a call to political indifference. It is a refusal of political messianism. In the ancient Near East, kings loved to advertise themselves as defenders of the weak. In law codes, inscriptions, and royal boasting, they claimed to protect the widow, orphan, and stranger. Psalm 146 takes that whole cluster of royal claims and gives it to God alone. Human rulers breathe out and return to dust. Their plans die the same day. The Hebrew is stark, their ruach departs, and they return to the Adamah, the ground. No throne can outrun the grave. Nothing. But the one who trusts in the God of Jacob is blessed. Why Jacob? Why not say Abraham? Jacob is the struggler, the fugitive, the limping man who met God at night and was changed. This psalm quietly tells us that God binds himself not only to patriarchs at their best, but to saints at their most mixed and needy. Blessedness here is not optimism. It is hope for people who know they cannot save themselves. Then comes the great drumbeat. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The poetry marches like a royal procession, but the king is known by his deeds. He made heaven, earth, and sea. Yet his reign is not abstract majesty. He keeps faith forever, gives bread, frees prisoners, opens blind eyes. In scripture, creation and justice belong together. The maker of the world is also its repairer. There is even a beautiful reversal hidden in the Hebrew. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. God straightens bent people and bends twisted paths. He does not merely comfort victims and then leave the machinery of evil untouched. He lifts the crushed and unsettles the systems that crush them. Western readers often miss how exposed the foreigner, widow, and fatherless were. In Israel's world, these were not poetic symbols. They were people without the normal shields of land, husband, or clan. So this psalm gives us a searching test. If our worship does not move us toward the unshielded, it is not yet shaped by the reign of God. And then the gospel's holy surprise. Psalm 146 says not to trust in a son of man, yet Jesus takes that very title and does what only the Lord does here: opening blind eyes, feeding the hungry, proclaiming liberty to captives. He is not a contradiction of this psalm, but its unveiling. Suggested cross-references: Deuteronomy 10:17-18, Luke 1:52-53, Luke 4:18-19, Matthew 11:12-5, James 1:27. Hymn suggestion: I'll praise my Maker while I've breath. Isaac Watts. Prayer: Lord, save us from trusting what is impressive but passing. Teach our souls to praise you, our only true King. Open our eyes to the bent and burdened, and make us people who reflect your faithful reign. In Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who is our Lord. Amen.